Hello again, and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard every week here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as we find in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In our studies at this time, we are looking at the events of Jesus' last days of public teaching before the cross. Today we are in Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to look at verses 31 through 46 as we consider the last judgment. Let's go now to our text, Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in? Or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So let's take a moment today and consider the judgment. Verse 31 says, When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. Jesus is going to return one day, and the judgment will commence. He will come with all the holy angels. Jesus will be seated upon his throne of judgment. That final judgment will separate all souls to their eternal destinies. The Lord Jesus Christ is already upon his throne at the right hand of the Father, and at the judgment every eye will see his kingship. Verse 32 says, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. All nations are going to be judged. This is every individual throughout the course of all history. The gospel of Jesus Christ was taken to all nations and individuals according to the Great Commission in Matthew and Mark. Those who have been justified by the blood of the Lamb will be separated out of the nations and placed into the loving care of the Father for all of eternity. Notice Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. We will give an account for the deeds done in the body. For those who have lived faithfully, there should be no fear or dread of the judgment. Remember 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now back in our text, verse 33 says, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. The sheep here represent those who are obedient and faithful. They are a picture of goodness and of purity, those accepted by the Lord. But the goats represent stubborn and rebellious men, those who will reap what they have sowed. They will spend their eternity with the same master that they followed here on earth, the dragon of old. Verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Those on the right hand are the sheep, the obedient of all the ages. What magnificent blessings are prepared for those on the right hand. They will inherit the kingdom that has been planned since the foundation of the world, and that Jesus went to finish preparing, as we read in John chapter 14. Now in verses 35 and 36, we see illustrated the types of good works that those who are going to inherit the kingdom of heaven would be doing. These are the types of things they did for Jesus. They fed those who were hungry. They gave water to those who were thirsty. They were hospitable to strangers. They clothed the naked. They visited the sick and the imprisoned. Now let's return to our text and pick up in verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Those who are saved are shown here are the ones who showed mercy and compassion to other brethren and their neighbor. We remember Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. When a Christian helps a brother or a neighbor in need, understand, it is the same as if they had done it to Jesus himself. Conversely, when one withholds from doing good to another, it is the same as if they had denied benevolence to the Lord. Burton Kaufman, in his commentary, wrote here that no thoughtful person can conclude that Jesus equated salvation with benevolence in the usual sense. It is not mere charity, but help of Christ followers that is highlighted here. If this principle were more widely understood and accepted, it would revolutionize men's attitude toward the church. In the final essence, what men do to his church, they do to him. To neglect, flout, or dishonor the church is to do the same to Christ, who is the head of the church. On the other hand, those who support and provide for the church and extend their concern and constant aid upon behalf of her poor and needy do the same for Christ whose body is the church. Now let's notice verse 41 in our text. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Just how bad will hell be for those individuals that find it as their eternal abode? Consider that hell was prepared first and foremost for Satan and his angels. The lost will join them in a place that is prepared for the worst of the worst, the father of all lies. We see what the punishment is and how long it will last. An everlasting fire. Notice now back in our text, beginning in verse 42. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. We see the complete opposite of the judgment scene for the sheep. Here we see those who cry out, Lord, Lord, but he never knew them. Their reactions was the opposite of the sheep in each of the scenarios that we've looked at. Heaven is a place prepared for man. Jesus prepares heaven with the saints in mind. But hell was prepared for the worst of spiritual beings. Yet, the majority of mankind will spend their eternity in that very place. Verse 46, And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. God is a just God, and man will reap what he has sown in this life. God made man a free moral agent. Every single soul that spends eternity in hell will be there because they made the choice to not do the will of the Lord. To provide a place like we read of in Revelation 21, there must be a permanent separation. The things that we read of in Revelation chapter 21 will not allow the possibility of the disobedient to be with those redeemed by the blood of the Lamb for eternity. Let's close today with Revelation chapter 21 and the first 8 verses. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Will you be with the sheep or the goats? That is the question. I want to thank you for joining me today. Next week, if the Lord wills, we will continue to move forward as we move nearer and nearer the cross in our studies. I hope you'll join me then, if the Lord wills. So until we meet again, remember this program will be replayed this evening at this same time, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. And so until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.